With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The failure of the Secret Service to protect former President Trump and those in his audience from a would-be assassin is raising more questions, and chief among them, how could it have happened? Now, Homeland Security's Inspector General will look into it, Congress planning hearings as well. Make America Strong Again, today's theme at the Republican National Convention. In a show of unity, some former Trump rivals took to the stage last night.
Months ago, they bickered with and battled against Trump, but here at the RNC, former challengers Vivek Ramaswamy and Ron DeSantis came together in a show of unity.
If you want to reignite the economy in this country, vote Trump.
Let's make the 45th president of the United States the 47th president.
And then there was Trump's biggest GOP rival, Nikki Haley.
Donald Trump has my strong endorsement, period.
Trump was here in the convention hall to hear Haley's full endorsement. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro has been released from a federal prison today. It served a four-month sentence for refusing to comply with a congressional subpoena. Also at SRNNews.com, stifling heat continues to grip large parts of the country from coast to coast.
I think the characterized the heat of 2024 is that it's persistent, and there really has been no big break across the country. It just repositions itself. It had been across the east recently, and still is this morning as of Wednesday. But then we get a temporary cool down, but then it repositions itself across the western U.S. And we've seen that general pattern repeat itself so far for this summer.
Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service. Heat not the only form of severe weather. Water rescues underway in Arkansas after a new wave of storms pummeled a vast swath of the U.S. and Canada. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 155, and this is SRN News. A Democrat goes after two Supreme Court justices.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has filed impeachment articles against Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito. They are two of the more conservative members of the court and helped to reverse Roe v. Wade. The congresswoman claims the two justices are, quote, prone to corruption and must be removed. However, her impeachment effort has zero chance of being approved by the House of Representatives. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has cleared the way for the demolition of the small Texas church where a gunman killed more than two dozen worshipers in 2017. The attack in Sutherland Springs killed 26 people, including a pregnant woman and her unborn child, and remains the deadliest church shooting in U.S. history. The judge denied a request to extend a temporary restraining order granted recently to stop the First Baptist Church of Sutherland Springs from demolishing the building. This is SRN News. Elon Musk bids farewell to California.
The billionaire says he's moving the headquarters of SpaceX and social media company X to Texas from California. Musk posted on X Tuesday that he plans on moving SpaceX from Hawthorne, California to Starbase, Texas. X will move to Austin from San Francisco. He called a new law signed Monday by California Governor Gavin Newsom that bars school districts from requiring staff to notify parents of their child's gender identification change the final straw. Keith Peters reporting.
Former Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs running for Lieutenant Governor of California. He garnered widespread attention when he was elected mayor of his hometown in 2016 at just 26 years old. Among other things, Tubbs launched a privately funded program. It paid poor people $500 a month with no restrictions on how they could spend that money. More details at SRNNews.com.